Shabbos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Ayin Hey. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph, on the 17th line, Hatzayvei. The Mishnah said that one who dies on Shabbos is done Av Melacha. Mat Sviyah Haitzim Mishkan, Shayu, Mishalvatin, Bebehema, Ba'iwis, Elim, Adomim. What type of dyeing was done in the Mishkan? They used to hit animals with staffs for red hides of rams. Rav Yosef had the armor, ha'ise chabur, v'nitza ba'dam chayev. Rav Yosef infers from here that one who wounds and the blood is gathered and can be seen through the skin, he is liable even for dying. And ma'adim o'idem b'safar chayev. One who makes the lip redder is liable. And ma'ikri dam chayev mishim netilas neshama shebreis emokim. One who extracts blood is liable for removing the neshama from that place, whether or not he is also liable for dying. One who draws a form and someone else puts dye on it, the first is liable for writing, the second is liable for dying. If he omitted a limb from a form and someone else came and completed it, he is liable for makor patish. Squeezing and laundering are one malacha. At some Shavu Shalayim, how you oifim schita malacha miflei artma. The writer says that Rishmal, then Rishmal and Rishmal said that launderers in Yerushalayim used to make squeezing a malacha by itself, if one person laundered and someone else squeezed. At that to Rishmal, the night Shavu Rishmal and Rishmal, men malacha is in them. But listen, when I ask for the quant of Rishmal, Shavu Rishmal and Rishmal, there are 40 malachas his opinion should have been taught. The answer is, our Tana taught only matters that everyone agrees to. One who twines ropes or ropes that attach to the sides of a bed and holds up the one who lies on the bed, he's liable for spinning. One who makes from reeds a sack, sieve, or mat, he's liable for mesach, which is arranging the warp threads on a loom. Hadar itza kad mishtaya v'kuve mishum mischas, kadjava kadma mishum oise batin, kad makim alone mishum boine, kad mechayim mishum oireges, kad mekata binimaya mishum mechateches, kad gamma melachta mishum makavapatish. One who arranges the warp threads is liable for mesach. When she puts them in the hole, she's liable for making two batenirim. When she erects the loom, she's liable for building. When she begins to weave, she's liable for weaving. When she cuts dangling threads, she's liable for cutting. When she finishes her work, she's liable for makor patish. Ahein da'avad kupin kad sapal shefei la'orech mishum mesach la'orecha mishum oireg kad mechayit mishum teife kaf mishum boine kad mekate mishum panchatech kuma malachte mishum makor patish. One who makes a wicker basket, when he arranges the lengthwise reeds or shoots, he's liable for mesach. When he puts the widthwise ones through them, he's liable for weaving. When he sews them together, he's liable for sewing. When he bends them, he's liable for building. When he cuts the ends that stick out, he's liable for cutting. When he finishes his work, he's liable for makor patish. Ahein da ovid salan al savan, da irech mishem mesach, loichad mishem oireg, kan kalutin mishem oise batim, kad makateya mishem chatech, one who weaves a basket or bed with windows, when he arranges the lengthwise reeds or ropes, he's liable for mesach. When he puts the widthwise ones through them, he's liable for weaving. When he makes the windows, he's liable for batei nirim. When he cuts the ends that stick out, he's liable for cutting. When he finishes his work, he's liable for makor patish. They are oifesh de batei nirim, shnei nirim bekaf echad, ushnei chapin benir echad. One who makes two batinirim, whether he passes one thread through two holes or two threads through one hole. Ha'erik shnei chutim v'apriteya shnei chutim v'hakoshe v'amateh. The Mishnah said one who weaves two threads is priteya, which means two warp threads cuts off, means he cuts off the frayed excess or cuts them off the loom, ties or unties. Na kashira ha'isa b'mishkan shayu koshen esa meisoim. What time was there in the Mishkan? They would tie ropes that held up the curtains into pegs. Lalesha Haisa wasn't this temporary, it means they would untie them when they journeyed, and the Torah gave them a permanent knot. Amar Vyasa Mekem Shahayu Choynim Anaisim Al Piyadibur Kamishu Elohim. Rav Yossi answers that since they camped and traveled according to Hashem's word, it's considered permanent. Amar Bi, she said, Yossi Berabun, Mekem Shahavticha Makadosh Baruch Hu Shemachnisan Aretz Kamishihi Lashar. Rav Yossi Berabun objected, since Hashem promised to enter them to Eretz Yisrael, it's considered temporary. Amar Pinchas, Hatoshi Rav Yossi Lamdu Nifsak Hayakoshoi Chaza Benifsak Hasoshim Kshom Kshom Yeshal El Chayvim Atayat Yisroshim. Rav Pinchas answered that we learned tying and untying from people who sewed curtains. If a thread snapped, you would tie the ends. If it snapped again, one cannot make multiple knots in a thread because it's unbecoming. Rather, he unties the first thread and brings another. Amar Chizkiya, Ahein Chayata, Umana, Valea Train, Russia. Chizkiya objected because he said a professional tailor, when a thread snaps, he turns the two ends inside so they're not seen on the outside. Veheda Amador. The Gemara said, if so, where was it said? I mean, what's the source for tying and untying? You say, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Ma Oge Riyos Lamdu Ma Taima Oyrech Hayuia Achas Kedeshite Kula Achas. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina answered that we learned from people who wove curtains, why did they say Oyrech Hayuia Achas? It should all be one. Nifta Kayakoshwe, Mekir Chai Magia La'arek, Havisharile Umala. When the thread broke, he tied it immediately. When the knot needed to be entered into the weaving, he untied it into the ends. Rav Tanchuma b'shem Rav Huna, afilu erev shebar lo hayavoy lo kesher v'lo tiemes. Rav Tanchuma, quoting Rav Huna, said that even the woof, which is the widthwise thread, did not have a knot or twin threads intermeshed together with a warp, and all the more so that knots and twin threads were not found in the warp, where they would be more evident. Tani, Rav Yehoshia, Hoysel, Shaltamarim, Uptilaya, Shatamayim, Kairira Mati, or Ravaj, Leikshaw. Moshe said that a basket or box of dates, one may tear or untie the cover if it's tied with a rope on Shabbos, as long as he does not tie. Ve'ivu, Ve'inzu HaTorah. Isn't this called untying, which is an Av Malacha? Nasa Keshoeva Sechavis, Rechamimenu Gregris. The answer is he's considered like one who breaks a bell in order to get to eat the figs, which is a Mishnah later on that permits, because it's an act which is destructive. Osnaim Shol Desikia, Kosher or Mater, Nasa Kaviseach, Kukunoya Bashabas. A leather pouch with a drawstring, one may tie and untie it, because it's like one who opens and closes a door on Shabbos. Since it's made to open and close, it's not called building or destroying. Also here, for this reason, it's not tying or untying. Vichanina Amau Ad Yechus Kol Sitra. Vichanina said one stitch is a connection for sharpness, only if it goes from one of the garment to the other. Number B, Yanai. Amu Loyle Vichanina, Se Ukra. Vaha taninan asa shnei rosher lasal echad me'ata ad yisoik v'yechois yisoik. Yanai said that they said to Rabbi Chanina, go and learn Tanakh, but not the altar, because what he said was totally wrong. And Mishnah in Kilayim teaches that if one brought both ends of the thread to one side and inserted the needle through the garment and returned it to the other side, this is connected. According to Rabbi Chanina, he's not liable until it goes from one end to the other. Vaha taninan Rabbi Yehuda ime ad yishalash me'ata ad yechois yisoik. And the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not connected until he makes the third stitch. According to B'chanina, he's not liable until he goes from one end to the other. Ela achein, achein, rather, in either case, whether or not it goes from one end to the other, it's connected. A thread threaded to a needle, even if it's tied on both ends, it's not connected. Tafoi lebeged, achut, chibo lebeged, ve'inechibo lemachat. If we're thrown into the garment, the thread is connected to the garment and it's not connected to the needle. Rav Yonah Rav Yossi, Treyoin Amrin, Mikoshu Mikan and Mikan. Rav Yonah Rav Yossi said that we learned that if one brought both ends of the thread to one side, it's connected only when it's tied on both sides. Milayin Du Abonan, Peligin, the Amrabi Abba Rav Yomia, Vashem Rav, Amatech, Sdadov, Vashabbat Chai, Vashem Tofer. The Rabbanan argue with this because of the Abba Bar Yirmiya said in the name of Rav that if a thread wasn't taut and he pulled on the sides to tighten it, he's liable for sewing. If it must be tied on both sides, he should say that he's liable for sewing and tying. Kriya v'gadim v'chituch ba'ayreif. Kriya v'gadim v'emsa v'chituch ba'ayreif menasad. Our Mishnah counts tearing and cutting separately. Tearing applies to garment and cutting applies to hides. Tearing garments is in the middle, and cutting hides is from the side. If the mechalfin kriya ba'iros v'chituch v'gadim kriya ba'iros v'ilein v'chachaya v'chituch v'gadim v'ilein levdaya. Some say the opposite. Tearing applies to hides and cutting applies to garments. Tearing applies to hides, means soft ones. Cutting applies to garments, means such as felt, which are hard. Asad chilazoin apatsoi, iftanaitani, chayev shtayim, iftanaitani, eino chayev ala achas. One who traps a chilazoin and bruises it, some say he's liable twice, and some say he's liable only once. Manda amma shtayim, achas mishim sad, achas mishim nitiyas neshama, manda amma achas heide. Gemara asks that the one who said twice, it's for trapping and killing. The one who said once, for which is it? Mishim nitiyas neshama, the answer is for the killing. Leif la seida. The Gemara asks, did he not have trapping amongst the Avmalachas? Asi kehida amma, Rabbi Yeloza, Rabbi Yosa, we have all Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Shimon ben Meir, Min Chaya Tahira, Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lamoshe Bamidbar, Genja Asa Bamelechet, Ya Mishkan Nigvaza. The Gemara answers, he holds that they needed to trap the Tachash like Rabbi Yeloza, Rabbi Yosi quoting Rabbi Avo, and Rabbi Shlokish quoting Rabbi Meir, that Hashem created a Tahor kind of animal, wild animal for Moshe in the Midbar. Once he used it for the Mishkan, it was hidden. And it should now say, Va'asri kahida amr of Shmuel, b'shem of Yabo, mutra soif alim, me'or behema tameya. This is like of Shmuel, talks in the name of Yabo. One may make alim from the hide of a tame animal to block tuma. Since the tachash was taho, there's no source to say that the hide of a tame animal receives tumas alim. Rabbi Avun amr, keresh haya shma. Rabbi Avun said his name was a keresh. Ali, Rabbi Hoshia, Chada, Karen, Ketev, Lashem, Mishor, Tau, Makrin, Mafis, Makrin, Ksiv. Rosh was talking about Isa that it had one horn, as we quote from the Pasuk in Tehillim Pek, from our test, Pasuk Lama Beis, which literally means that it will appeal to the Hashem more than a young bull that is mature with horns and hooves. Now, the word Makrin is written, Makran without a yud, to teach they only had one horn. Rosh Shimon, Lokesh, Omar, Leisan, Shchita, Shchita, Teles, Chaburahi. In fact, he said that Shchita is not here as an Avmalacha, the Shchita is a telada of wounding. Alama loy taninasa imhoi. Why wasn't wounding taught with the Avos Malachos by the Shchita was? El again, again the taninan, said the Seuda taninasa imhoi. And so since it taught the order of a meal, above it, it taught 11 Malachos done to make bread, it taught Shchita with the Avos. Alama abdoi. The Mishnah said one who tans the hide. Ma ibutai mishkan. What tanning was in the mishkan? The mishnah already taught salting a hide. Vahayu mesaltin ba'irois. They would mesalt it between scratch lines in the hides. Ma mesaltin line mesalgad line. Why do they scratch lines? They made outlines based on the size needed, and they cut on the scratch lines. It should say now. We skip the next line because we had it earlier. It should say now. Have a machkoi. The mishnah taught one who smooths it. What smoothing was in the Mishkan? Vira Bachinna said in the name of Rechanina, they rubbed the hide on a pillar. Shafin Ta'or Agavi Ha'omet, Chayev, Mishumma Hu Chayev. The Gemara asks, one rubs hide on a pillar, he's liable, but what's he liable for? Rabbi Yosef B'Shem, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Levi, should say, Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Levi B'Shem, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Levi, Mishum Memachik. The answer of Yosef quoting Rida ben Levi and Ra'acha quoting Rida ben Levi, quoting Rishu ben Levi, said it's due to smoothing the hide. Dadat Amma, Bachadash or Biyashan, Machlekes, Rivlezer, Lechachomim. And this refers to new hides, but old ones, Rivlezer, Lechachom disagrees. If Palgun, Hamachabet, Hamabet, Hamagabin, Hamachabet, Hachilev, Vahreidach, Alezvash, Chayev, Chatas, Divri, Rivlezer, Lechachomimim, Mishim Shrus. They argue about one who sweeps, sprinkles water to prevent dust from rising, makes cheese, curdles, milks, or removes cakes of honey from a hive. If chayav chatas according to Rebbeleze for smoothing, according to the Chachomim, it's an esed rabbanon. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabun, v'lo pligin hamachabet hamarabets chayav mishum shusei chayresh, hamagabin hamachabets chayav mishum lash, hachaylev haroide chalos vash chayav mishum kodse. Rabbi Yosef Rabun rejects that they don't argue about smoothing. One who sweeps or sprinkles water is liable for ploughing. One who makes cheese or curdles is liable for kneading. One who milks or removes cakes with honey is liable for reaping. Aseichet zeisim me abiyan chayav mishum kaitzer. One who squeezes olives from their father while they're attached is liable for reaping. The meanest sechar, the Rebbe Lezer. According to whom was this taught? It's according to Rebbe Lezer who obligates one who milks or removes cakes with honey but the Chachamim exempt. Vichir b'shem b'yochanan ha'goyut rashi klunsois chayav b'shem chatech ha'mamerech esa esplonis chayav b'shem amachik. Vichir, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that one who scrapes the ends of beams to be even is liable for cutting. One who smears an ointment on a wound is liable for smoothing. One who erased one big letter and has room to write two letters in the place of it, he is liable. If one wrote one big letter, even though there is room to write two letters in place of it, he is exempt. Menachem Rabbi Yossi said that it is the stringency of erasing over writing. Another stringency of writing over erasing is that one who writes in order to ruin is liable, one who erases in order to ruin is exempt. Yeshu koisev nekuda achas v'chayev alei mishum koisev mishum meichek. Yeshu meichek nekuda achas v'chayev alei mishum koisev mishum meichek. There's a case of one who writes one dot and is liable for writing and for erasing, and there's a case of one who erases one dot and is liable for writing and for erasing. Heich avida, haya dalet vaso reish, reish vaso dalet, chayev mishum koisev mishum meichek. What is the case? There was a reish, and he added one dot to make it into a dalet, or there was a reish and he erased one dot. There was a dalet and he erased one dot to make it into a reish. He's liable for writing and for erasing. What building was there in the Mishkan? They put boards on sockets. Laila Shah Haifa, the Gemara asked, well, this is temporary. They were taken down before they journeyed. And Rabbi Yossi, Mekirin Shahari Choynin, Renaisim, Al Piyadibu, Kami Shehi Lailam. Rabbi Yossi answered that since they camped and traveled according to Hashem's word, it's considered permanent. And Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbun, Mekirin Shehev Ticha, Makadish Borchu, Shuri Machnis, and Na'aret, Kami Shehu Lashah. Rabbi Yossi rejected, saying that since Hashem promised to enter them into Eretz Yisrael, it's considered temporary. Ada Amma Binyan Lashah Binyan. And the second answer is teaches that temporary building is considered building. Ada Amma Afilu Minasad. Ada Amma Afilu Nosan Al Gabi Tava Acher. Ada Amma Binyan Al Gabi Kalim Binyan. And we infer that even non-standard building where the boards are not placed on each other, even the matter built is on something else, and building on top of Kalim is building. Adonim Kakakahim. The Gemara rejects these last two things we inferred, because sockets are like the ground. Tani echad mevis ha'ibin, echad mevis ha'tit, ha'mevis ha'tit chayev. Right, so there's if one person brings the rock and puts it in place, and one person brings the mud and cements it in place, then the one who brings the mud is liable. Rabbi Yosef Oymesh Shneim chayov, and Yosef says both of them are liable. Sava Rabbi Yosef Eben Beloitit Binyan. Rabbi Yosef holds that rocks without mud is considered building. We'll agree that if one put the mud first and after another put the rock, the latter will be liable. Habanai she yeshivasa even bevoishadimus chayev leminitzacha lerabbanon. A builder who set in place a rock at the end of a row of rocks in a wall is liable. According to whom must this be taught? If needed, according to rabbanon, who are normally exempt for a rock without mud. Vahin da avad dapin, vahin da avad safin. Chayev mishum boiner. One who makes planks to support beams of the house or made the roof is liable for building.